Talking Steele County Blades hockey with Brandon Kelly, a forward for the Blades. And I've got to confess, I messed up your hometown in some of the times we've been on covering the games. I've said Minot. It's Minto, North Dakota. So give a shout-out to Minto here, Brandon. And, yeah. And where is that?
Yeah, it's about 35 minutes north of Grand Forks, or about an hour and a half away from Fargo, north of Fargo, and pretty close to the Canadian border there, too. So.
Oh, okay. What is Minto known for? What can you say to pump up your hometown, then?
Mostly our farming and our great school we got there. We got a school there, so everybody who lives in a town or around can easily head there for schooling. So it's okay. Nice, yeah.
All right, well, good to enjoy your hometown. What's your hockey story as far as getting going in hockey, now to be a member of the Steele County Blades playing junior hockey? What's your history, Brandon?
Yeah, so I was actually born in Kiev, Ukraine, and I lived there for about 4 years. My mother's from there. My father's from Philly. He was a hockey fan growing up, and I started skating when I was about 3 years old in Ukraine, and then we took it over to Charleston, South Carolina, where you wouldn't expect someone to start playing hockey, but we started there. I started when I was about eight, which is a little later than some guys, but that's all right, and I just started playing ever since then, and we had an East Coast Hockey League team, the South Carolina Stingrays, who we'd watch all the time, and we just fell in love with them, played for the Junior Rays, their program there. About when I was 12, moved up to Grand Forks, North Dakota, played Pee-wees, Bantams, and a year of junior gold there for the Grand Forks Stallions. That was a lot of fun. And then played for Red River Rough Riders for 1 year, and then played for Grafton Park River for the next 2 years, and now here I am.
My God, I can't even guess how many time zones you've just covered right there. So you actually, and I don't really notice much of an accent, but you said Ukraine,
right.
So that's
yeah.
Where you were born.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I don't really have an accent. I can't really speak Russian. We usually speak Russian more than Ukrainian, but my mother has a strong accent. My dad, not so much, strong Philly accent, but his grandparents are from Ukraine, so that's kind of how they got in touch. And yeah, I kind of fell off the Russian-speaking wagon a little bit, but that's all right.
So you and Banikov don't have any special conversations or
no,
anything?
No, I'll tell him a few words here and there, but that's about it. Nothing too thorough.
Okay, and he comes from Belarus versus
yeah.
Ukraine. Is there even any connection
right,
or proximity for those two?
I think they're actually right next to each other.
Are they?
Looking
okay.
at a map. Yeah, I wasn't
okay.
too sure about it myself. But okay. yeah, he's familiar with the language. Ukrainian and Russian, they're kind of close, but they're not the same. And like Belarus and Russian are kind of close, but not the same as well. So
okay, well, I yeah. can't get Minto or Minot correct, so don't ask for me for any geography questions here. Did we establish, is this your first year with the Blades?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
And how did you end up here this season?
So it was kind of, I talked to an old coach about like in June before my senior year, because I really want to play junior hockey, and so I talked to him before, and then I talked to another coach via social media, and he actually got me kind of like hooked up with Coach Adamick, and yeah, the Blades were kind of my first choice. I was looking close to home, you know, and I'm not too far from home, but I was looking close to home, and the Blades were a pretty good option. I like all our morals we got here, so that was a big thing that stood out to me, and just kind of the program they got here, so that was definitely my first choice.
Some of the teams you mentioned, you did play junior hockey in Canada then?
I did not, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, one or two of the teams you mentioned, I thought
yeah.
maybe were a Canadian team. So this isn't your first year of juniors then, is it?
It is,
it
yes.
is.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, again, you mentioned a number of different teams you've played for, so you got a wealth of experience. You got your first junior goal not too
yeah.
long ago then. Tell
yeah.
me about that.
It was kind of, I don't know, Connor Lee had the puck, and I was calling for it, and he shot it, and just perfect rebound right out to me, and I kind of just backhand, and everything was kind of in slow motion, so it seemed like it wouldn't get there in time, and it just fell in the net, and I was just like, all right, you know, I wasn't too focused on scoring my first goal. I was just focused on getting the opportunity to play and go out there and do my best, and the points will come. So
okay. yeah. That certainly seems to be a recurring theme for the team, is kind of the continuity and the everyone being there for each other. So this far into the season, because we're a pretty good percentage into the season here, what is it that's working well with regard to that team attitude that you guys seem to have?
It all starts in practice, honestly. Like when we have good days in practice, we have good games for the weekend, and I think that it helps a lot when we're really positive and kind of when we're just, yelling a lot, like, woohoo, you know, like, in practice and everything. So we're getting everybody hyped up and everything, and then that helps a lot of carries to the games when everybody's in a good move. So it all stems in the locker room before practice, too. We're always listening to good music. That's Connor Lee again. But, yeah, it all stems from there, so...
The vibe in Four Seasons, how is that for you?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, even, like, I see videos, like, my mom took, like, while I was playing, and you can always hear the fans. Like, we can't hear them when we're out there, but, uh-huh. like, you can definitely hear them, you know, if we're in the stands one night or something and you're watching, but you can definitely hear them, and they're definitely passionate about it. And it's all the Billets and people who know guys or former Billets and everything, so that's great. It's great that we have the support for our team.
One backtrack, Connor Lee lines up the music, anything wild and crazy, or what does he set the team up with?
It's usually kind of like music I haven't really heard before, so maybe some from like Australian bands or groups or something, but yeah. It's gotten kind of good. I've had to download a few songs on my playlist, so.
All right, Brandon Kelly, forward for the Steele County Blades. Fun talking to you, Brandon. Good luck on the balance of the season.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.